Matthew chapter 11. And it occurred, when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed from there to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples, and said to him, Are you he that was supposed to come, or should we be looking for someone else? And Jesus answered and said to them, Go and tell John again the things that you see and hear. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk. The lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever is not offended by me. And as they departed, Jesus began to say to the multitudes about John, What did you go out into the wilderness to see? Some bamboo shaken by the wind? But what did you go out to see? A man clothed in soft clothing? Those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. But what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I say to you, and more than a prophet. For this is he about whom it is written, See, I send my messenger before your face, who shall prepare your way before you. Truly I say to you, among those who are born of women, there is not arisen a greater than John the Baptist. Nevertheless, he that is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven endures violence, and the violent take it by force. For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John. And if you will receive it, this is Elijah who was to come. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. But to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the markets and calling to their peers and saying, We have piped to you and you have not danced. We have mourned to you and you've not lamented. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, He has a devil. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, See, a glutton and a wino, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children. Then he began to find fault with the cities in which most of his mighty works were done, because they didn't repent. Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works that have been done in you had been done in Tyre and Zidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say to you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Zidon at the day of judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, that is lifted up to heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in you had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say to you that it shall be more tolerable in the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for you. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank you, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and have revealed them to babies. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. All things are delivered to me by my Father, and no man knows the Son but the Father, nor does any man know the Father except the Son, and he to whomever the Son will reveal him. Come to me, all of you that labor and are heavily laden. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12. At that time Jesus went on the Sabbath day through the cornfields, and his disciples were hungry, and began to pluck the ears of corn and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, See, your disciples do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day. But he said to them, Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him? How he entered into the house of God and ate the showbread, which was not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or haven't you read in the law how that in the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath day and are blameless? But I say to you then in this place is one greater than the temple. But if you had known what this means, I want mercy and not sacrifice, you wouldn't have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath day. And when he had departed from there, he went into their synagogue. And there was a man who had his hand withered. And they asked him, saying, Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath days? So that they could accuse him. And he said to them, What man is there among you, who if he has one sheep, and if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath day, won't he take hold of it and lift it out? How much then is a man better than a sheep? So it is lawful to do well on the Sabbath days. Then he said to the man, Stretch out your hand. And he stretched it out, and it was restored well like the other one. Then the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they could destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he went away from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. And he commanded them not to make him known, so that it would be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, Look at my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit on him, and he'll show judgment to the Gentiles. He won't strive nor shout, nor shall any man hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he won't break, and smoking flax he won't quench, until he causes justice to be victorious. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. Then someone possessed by a devil was brought to him, blind and not able to speak. And he healed him, so that the blind and speechless man both spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Isn't this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doesn't cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. And Jesus knew their thoughts, and said to them, Every kingdom divided against itself becomes ruined, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? And if I by Beelzebub cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come to you. Or else how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods unless he first binds the strong man, and then he will spoil his house? He that is not with me is against me, and he that gathers not with me scatters away. So I say to you, all kinds of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven to men, but the blasphemy against the Holy Ghost shall not be forgiven to men. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But whoever speaks against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven him, neither in this world nor in the next world. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the tree corrupt and its fruit corrupt. Because the tree is known by its fruit. O generation of snakes, how can you, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings out good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings out evil things. But I say to you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give an account of it in the day of judgment. For by your words you'll be justified, and by your words you'll be condemned. Then certain scribes and Pharisees answered, saying, Master, we would like to see a sign from you. But he answered and said to them, An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, and there shall no sign be given to it, but the sign of the prophet Jonah. For like Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh shall rise in judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because they repented at the preaching of Jonah, and see, a greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south shall rise up in the judgment with this generation and shall condemn it, because she came from the farthest parts of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and see, a greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a man, he walks through dry places, seeking rest, and finds none. Then he says, I will return into my house from which I came out. And when he has come, he finds it empty, swept, and garnished. Then he goes and takes with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and live there. And the last condition of that man is worse than the first. And it will be just like that also for this wicked generation. While he yet talked to the people, his mother and his brothers stood outside, desiring to speak with him. Then someone said to him, See, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to speak with you. But he answered and said to him that told him, Who is my mother, and who are my brothers? And he stretched out his hand toward his disciples and said, Look at my mother and my brothers, for whoever does the will of my Father who is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother.